You're listening to episode 286 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. There, ladies, I am so excited to be back. We just wrapped up a phenomenal challenge week. If you did not participate in the Limitless Growth Challenge that happened last week, the good news is it's on the podcast. So you get to go back to last week. It says part one through part five. They're really short and sweet. So all five of them together, you could binge listen to, and it'll be like one podcast. Okay. So I love the feeling when people tell me, you've changed my life. You've changed my business. Things will never be the same. I am on cloud nine right now. And I get goosebumps just even thinking about the things that I've been reading throughout the challenge. So I'm so excited that we just had such a great week and that there's been growth, right? Because for, I don't know about you, but one of my biggest motivators in life is I want continued growth. I love when somebody challenges me. I love when I can get through that and just have this opportunity for so much more. All right. So I've got a lot of good stuff that I want to share with you today and just some takeaways from the challenge. We're going to talk about some objections and just things that are holding you back in your business. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I know that my biggest thing with this, with the challenge specifically, so even if you haven't listened to the challenge yet, you're totally cool just sitting tight right here and listening. But I do encourage you to go back after this and listen to the podcast. Okay. So my big thing is I run a business. And when I say that with pride because I know what it actually means. It means that I run a business that doesn't need me 24/7 to keep going. I run a real business that has employees and a team that if I got sick or something happened to me tomorrow, that it would be okay. There is enough systems and leadership happening on my team that they would know exactly what to do, all right? And when I say I run a business, the opposite of that is your business running you, okay? And the even worse statement of that would be, is your expensive hobby running you, right? Some of us think we have a business, but we actually have a hobby because it's not making money. And not only is it not making money, even worse is we're paying to run the business, okay? Now, I've been an entrepreneur for 16 years. I've been to a million conferences. I have met people of all walks of life, of all different experiences, credibility, levels of success. And I've also worked with those people. So they've been my peers, but I've also worked with them and they've been clients. And I know people that think it's going to get better, right? It's just because I'm just starting out that this is how it's happening, but it's going to get better. But I've seen people who've been in business for a decade or 20 years, and they're exactly where they were 10, 20 years ago. Yeah, they might be making more money. I should say they're bringing in more money, but they're not paying themselves more money. They're not getting their time back, right? Because I'm not just looking at financial wealth. Even more important to me than financial wealth is time wealth, okay? And that was something I learned as a very, very young entrepreneur. And I am so grateful that I had mentors that shared that time wealth is so much more powerful than financial wealth. But I want both, right? I want it all. I always tell you guys that I want it all. And if you do too, then keep listening, okay? So the question I have is, what stage are you in? Are you running a business, a real business? Or is this business running you? It's making money, but you are not a business owner, you are an employee in this business. Like you have a job, right? You might be the owner of the business, but you are completely in a job right now, all right? And then the next one is, are you running an expensive hobby that's draining your bank account, draining your checking account? You are like putting this money on credit cards and maybe your spouse doesn't even know. Maybe it's so much worse than we can even fathom, okay? I guarantee you a lot of people listening are resonating with some of these things that I'm saying. Because either they're there right now, right? Maybe you're there right now, or you've been there as an entrepreneur. Because I don't know many entrepreneurs that just like get this and do this and they have extreme success and they have no horror stories of things that have happened, right? I mean, I could tell you some really scary things that have happened to me over the last 16 years because it has been ups and downs. And I've definitely been on the entrepreneur roller coaster, but I'm on a roller coaster that I'm not getting off of because I love it. Okay. I love what I do. Now, I just want you to take a little assessment here and see what's going on for you. Okay. And I want you to be thinking about this too. So a lot of times I'm talking to women that are hiding behind their computer screens, right? They have just been thinking about doing this, or they're like kind of doing it, but they haven't really told people. So they're secretly doing it, right? Like they're so stuck behind all of these fears of their objections, the things that they're telling themselves in their head, right? The fear of rejection, the fear of not being liked, the fear of failure, publicly failing, okay? Maybe you've been planning to create your own online course or a program or a membership site, but you just feel like, can I really do this? Like, am I really good enough? Or you feel so overwhelmed because there's just so many things to do. You don't know where to go next, right? I was just talking about this in one of my programs, Propel, and we were discussing, somebody said in the group call, and she said, I just feel like I've researched my area, my expertise, and there's nothing I could sell that people can't get for free, which she's right. She's 100% right. But everybody on that call kind of like attacked her in a nice way and said, yeah, but it's all over the place and it's out of order. And, you know, it's just, it would be really hard. And it's so much easier if you could put it in the way that I should be doing it and the order of importance and things I shouldn't be worrying about. And I hope we convinced her that she has what it takes to create this and package it up and sell it because people are looking for convenience. I just said, time is money. I will pay to have this in a nice, neat order and maybe get some of your coaching involved with it, right? Versus I'm just going to sit and listen to all of your free stuff, but it's totally out of order. And there's some things I should listen to 2 years back and this over here and the YouTube video. And it's like, right? Okay. How many of you just could feel that overwhelm? All right. Now, we have a tendency to do things and purchase things and coach with people when we're the client and we don't think anything of it. Here's an example, okay? I don't have a degree. I don't have a certificate. So who am I to be the expert in this program and sell something, right? Well, how many of you ask me if I have a degree or a certificate or anything like that, right? I have to basically say comments like this so that I can slide in there that I do have my bachelor's in marketing and business. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's unfortunate because I didn't spend a lot of money. My parents spent a lot of money and they got this beautiful plaque that says I graduated. But guess what, guys? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody asks. Nobody cares. It does not impact whether they buy my courses or not. So if you are stuck thinking, but I don't have this, I don't have that, it doesn't matter. Because if you have a solution to a problem and you can convey that, people will buy. The problem is a lot of people don't know how to convey that solution to that problem, okay? So that is one thing. So forget it if you said, but I'm not an expert, okay? I'm not an expert either. I'm learning every single day. Now, another objection or things that you might be thinking, but Stacey, I've got way too many things on my to-do list than I have number of hours in a day, okay? I have so many things to do, I can't even imagine doing X, Y, or Z, right? Because there's something holding you back. There's something you want to do, but there are things holding you back. And there are these things that you're telling yourself in your head. That's why this challenge last week was so powerful because we're talking about who do you identify as? What are your habits, your actions, your thoughts? What are you saying to yourself? What are your beliefs? All of that stuff. Because everything you are saying is just a story, right? Is it really a fact? Is it really your reality? Or is it just a story? We tell ourselves so many stories. If you could just have somebody sitting in your office all day and every time you say something and they're like, story, oh, story, another story, not a fact, not your reality, you would go, okay, do I know anything? Am I correct in anything that I'm doing? Because we have so many made up beliefs in our head. that are just simply not true. So I told you guys, and I did a podcast back about jumping into fall and getting my schedule all together, and everybody loved how I shared step by step by step what I do. One of the things I said to you in there, and I was super nervous to tell you because I'm like, guys, I'm losing an hour and a half of my workday Monday through Friday. Tanner was going to daycare. She's now going to kindergarten. She's losing an hour. I'm losing an hour and a half of her being gone from the home. Okay. And that freaked me out. I was thinking, how am I going to fit everything into my day? Because losing an hour and a half a day doesn't sound like that much. But when you add it up, it's 7 hours. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm losing an entire work day. My business is going to suffer. I'm going to be working way more than I need to be. I'm going to be having to pick up late nights. And all, like, I was telling myself all these stories. And then I remember, I think I heard Brooke Castillo say, it'll take as long as you give it, right? Meaning like if you give yourself an hour to record a podcast, it's going to take you an hour. If you give yourself 2 hours, it'll take you 2 hours. If you give yourself 20 minutes, you'll get it done in 20 minutes. And I thought to myself, this is a story and I can get everything I need to get done by 3 p.m. instead of like 4:30 or 4:45. I can do it. I will make it happen. And I have. I've had no problems, no struggles. Sometimes the more time you have to do something, like if you're jealous of somebody who doesn't have a job and she just has the freedom to do whatever she wants, she might have way too much freedom and she might be doing busy work and things she doesn't need to do. But when you get the mom who just had a newborn baby and she's got an hour to squeeze in before that nap or during that nap, I should say, she is going to be so much more productive. So do not let time be an issue for whatever it is that's holding you back for whatever it is you want to do in your business. Okay. So you've got to be making sure we're thinking about all of this stuff. And if you're so focused on your business that you are letting your relationships fall apart, I've got a podcast coming up about my husband and I and my children. And it's a really powerful podcast. And you might be needing to hear it because you might be letting this slip away and slip through your fingers, right? You might be losing things that you don't want to lose because you're focusing on a business or that expensive hobby that isn't doing anything for you except for ruining your life, okay? So I want you to be focused on your health, right? I want you to be healthy. I want you to have great relationships. So running a business, it entails all of that. I couldn't find the right word. For me, it's a requirement. I need all of those things to be truly, truly happy. So I want to just kind of go through some of the things that maybe you're saying to yourself, objections I hear from people all the time, and how I can help you work through those to realize that you are the only thing getting in the way of your business. Okay. So let's just kind of dive into some of these. And just, I really want you to be paying attention because there might be just something in here that goes, oh, I needed to hear this. Oh, this is exactly where I'm struggling with any of that. Okay. Now, I know we talked a little bit about time, but I also want to make sure we're thinking about money because money is usually a number one objection if you haven't had that problem. It has for sure been my number one objection that I hear when people are wanting to invest in my programs. They'll say things like, I love this. This is completely for me. I need it. I have to have it. But unfortunately, I don't have the money. So if I'm going to look at every single thing that I have, that's going to be the number one thing. So let's dive into the money objection and what that looks like. Now, you know, I think people look at me and think, well, you have a seven-figure business, so money must not be an issue. You must have no problem being able to invest in the team or the courses or the masterminds or whatever it is you spend your money on, right? But, there's this phrase, new level, new devil. Money doesn't just go away once you start making a certain amount of money, okay? So for me, like if you're thinking, how would I ever invest in this mastermind that costs this much money, okay? But you're thinking, well, Stacey's is way more, but she has way more money, so it's fine for her. The problem is, you guys, yes, I might make more money, but I spend more money. And the money starts to get crazier and crazier and crazier. So if for you, buying a $1,000 course is scary, right? There was a time when that was scary for me. And then there was a time when it became my new normal. And then all of a sudden I went up to 5,000 and 10,000. And Now I've spent multiple five figures being in part of Lewis Howe's mastermind, being in James Wedmore's mastermind. That can add up, right? And if you thought for any moment it was not scary for me to go, am I really going to do Lewis Howe's mastermind and add this in? Am I really going to? There was a bit, I mean, that is scary. There's a lot of money. And I can't necessarily say, I always think in my head, I have the money in my bank account, or I think to myself, well, the money's going to come in. There are times when I say, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to pay for this or what I'm going to do with this, but I know I will figure it out. I know it will work its way out, right? And that can be a great strength. And of course, it can be a weakness, right? There has to be a happy medium here, because I can't just be spending money and blowing it and then not taking action. So I know that when I commit to something, it is game on. There is somebody who just lit a fire underneath me, and I have to make that money back. Okay. So that is something to be thinking about and looking at. Now, when I did sign up for Lewis Howe's Mastermind, his program at the time that I purchased it last year was $35,000. Okay. $35,000. Some people make that amount of money in a year, right? That was a scary, scary number. And you guys, I did not have that money just sitting in my bank account ready to be like, here you go. And I was nervous of how much is this? How much am I going to really bring in? Am I going to see the return on my investment? And I remember 2 weeks into the program, I did something that I learned from that program that generated $25,000. 2 weeks into the program. Because I not only, like, I've got that feeling or that need of, I see when there's a good investment and I'm smart enough to know that I can't let it go by, like pass me. However, I am even smarter that I know I better work. You are not going to ever hear me say, just sit on your couch and manifest this, right? Like, I fully believe in creating that action, creating that, like, you create everything you want to do. So if you're looking at somebody and you're going, oh, I wish I had their life. Oh, I wish I had this. Oh, I wish I was able to do this. You better take a peek behind the scenes and see what they're actually doing, because you might go, I don't want to work that hard. I don't actually want to wake up every morning and do what they're doing. I don't want to put in the work. I don't want to put in the time and the energy and the money it's going to take to build whatever they're building. I mean, I see a lot of people who want to be powerhouses. Like, they resonate with that word. They feel it. They think they're a powerhouse, but they're not willing to do the work that a powerhouse actually does, right? So you've got to think about when you hear that objection and when you have that, not everybody is meant to work with you, right? Not everybody is at the level you want to have in your programs. So when you get a certain objection, make sure that you share with them and let them know the other side of it, but know that don't force anybody or trick anybody or convince them when you don't truly believe in something, right? So for me, when I'm selling things, I am only good at selling when I believe 110% it's going to work. And when I have that confidence, it shows. And if you're having trouble selling, it's probably because you don't have the confidence in your product or program to really have that energy come through. People always tell me my energy is contagious, or my energy, like I'm so intense, or, you know, you can feel it through the microphone, feel it through your headset right now, because I believe what I'm saying, right? And if you believe what you're saying and you have the solution to help people, things will click for you. Okay, another objection to work through. I've already tried this and it hasn't worked. I've done something similar, but it's not helping me, okay? How many of you have heard that? How many of you have said that, okay? So the biggest mistake that we can say is, I already know that. I hate when people say, I already know that. It drives me nuts, you guys. It drives me nuts. Now, one of the things, somebody came to my live event, and I'm going to say this because I don't think they're listening to my podcast. I'd be shocked if they were listening to my podcast. I won't say a name or anything. But somebody came to my live event last year, and Rachel Engholm was on stage, and she was sharing what she's created throughout being a part of Powerhouse, and how she's just had these amazing launches, and how she is like the Pinterest expert and everybody needs to know who she is, okay? And Rachel, she is just mind-blowing. So I'm walking around after Rachel spoke, walking around the tables and I'm asking people like, oh, how is it? What'd you think? How did it go? Like, what did you think of Rachel so far? And, 'cause she was one of the first speakers we had besides, like, I spoke and then I think Rachel spoke after me. And this girl said to me, oh, she was good, but I already knew all of that. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, I'm really happy to hear you're killing it on Pinterest. And she said, oh, well, I'm not actually doing anything on Pinterest right now, but I already knew all of the stuff that she said. And I was like, oh, okay. So I would think though, it was a great reminder to get on Pinterest if you knew how amazing it was and what the results she's getting. And she just kept saying, she knows. And here's what I wanted to really say to her. You don't know, because if you knew it, you would do it, right? And she wasn't doing anything. So you might have heard something before or somebody has taught you something before, but if you're still not doing it, I would be saying, thank you for the reminder. Thank you for reminding me that I need to be doing this because I keep hearing it and something isn't changing. Like, how many times have you heard you need to grow your email list, yet you're not focusing on growing your email list, right? So don't say you know you need to grow your email list. You've heard you need to grow your email list. It hasn't sunk in enough for you to actually say that you know it and you understand it. You've heard it. Big, big difference. I'm smacking things all over the place. I hope you're okay here. So, oh my goodness. Like I will never forget that story of the girl at the live event because I thought to myself, I really wanted to be like, you know what? You probably should just go because unfortunately, you're going to know everything we talk about. There is, you know, guys, there's nothing I'm saying new on this podcast right now that you haven't heard before. There is nothing new you're going to see at a live event. There is nothing new you're going to learn in a program or a course or whatever. You probably already know everything. But for some reason, it's not sticking. And I believe that maybe you need to hear something three times before it sticks, right? Or maybe you need to see it in a different way or hear it from a different person. Maybe you've had this specific coach and she's giving you all the things, but it's not working. Maybe it's the wrong coach. Maybe you need to listen to somebody else and maybe you need to have her say it in a way that you need to hear it so you actually can understand it and implement it, all right? Okay, sorry, that was a rant. I get very fired up when I care about something. Okay, so another objection I always hear people ask, or not even ask, but they're afraid to buy because this is one of the reasons. Is this person all talk? Or is she walking the walk, right? You need to find somebody who's been there, done that, and who actually cares about the success of her clients. When you find that person, when you know that this is the person, you won't have doubt because you'll feel the difference, right? If you're not sure if this person can help you do X, Y, or Z, it's probably because you're not convinced enough. But if this person had evidence of it working for herself and other people, it would be very easy for you to say yes, okay? So ask yourself that question. Like, do you have the evidence to sell what you're selling? Maybe you don't yet, and that's okay, but you better start working on getting it, okay? Okay, another big objection I hear. Will I get an ROI, return on my investment, and how long will it take me? Okay, so this is a great question. You should be asking this every single time you invest in something, right? You better know the answer to this as well when somebody tries to buy one of your programs, okay? How long will it take? How fast can this happen? What will this look like, right? So for me, when I look at investing in something, I'm not needing it to be a quick overnight 24-hour fix, right? In fact, that would just be silly if I believed that it could happen tomorrow, okay? I am not the get rich quick girl. I am like, this is a long-term strategy, right? Like this is I'm playing the long-term game. I am not here to make $1 million and walk away, right? I am here to continue to grow and evolve as a business owner and to continue to share. And you will see me here in 20, 30, 40 years. Like I am working until I am gone. And you guys, my family lives to like 100 plus years old. So, and they're working in their 80s. So I'm just letting you know, like I am here for long-term strategy. And if you're following people that are the get rich quick or the get whatever result quick, or you're that person, be careful. Because yes, people want it fast. They want a return, but nobody really wants it quick and then it's over. They want the long-term results, okay? So ask yourself, am I providing that? Am I looking for that when I'm going into, because objections here, you guys, you're saying them, but you're also hearing them, okay? Okay, so another objection I hear. what if I'm new, like really, really new to whatever it is you're teaching, okay? And I don't know if I'm ready, right? So even if they're like, I'm new to the newbies, like I'm like new to the people who are new to the newbies, right? Like they're just so, they think they are the only people that are just starting, okay? My advice to you is stop getting ready to get ready. I can't tell you how many times I would hear people say, they don't say this anymore after I've started saying this, of course, but they're probably thinking it. They would say, I'm so excited. I'm getting ready to work with you right now. Like I'm getting ready to hire you. They would always say that, like, oh, just wait. I'm getting ready. And I'm like, you're getting ready to get ready? Because I'm going to get you ready, right? I'm going to help you do whatever it is you do. So there is no prep work or prerequisite to work with me. If anything, I love when people are new, like the newest of new, because you haven't been molded or shaped to think one way or the other way. You're fresh and you're like, I'm ready to hear it and take action and do it. Okay. So the newer you are, the better it is. Make sure your clients know that. Okay. And you want to really just immerse yourself in what you need to learn now before you are too far in. So when I have my brick and mortar business, right? But when I started an online business, before I even started an online business, before I ever made a dollar or decided what I was actually going to do or who I was going to serve, I invested $10,000 into a private event where there was this person who was the mentor who was basically going to work with 24 seven-figure entrepreneurs, okay? That was who was in the room. It was 2 days. I went there thinking, I'm just going to sit and listen and be surrounded by incredibly successful people and just see where it takes me. I was as new as you can get because I wasn't there to focus on my seven-figure business. I was there to create another seven-figure business. So what I did was I immersed myself in what I needed to learn before I actually felt ready. Because do you know how I felt when I walked away from that event? I felt more ready than I've ever felt. And it only took 2 days, whereas when you get ready by yourself, it can take months or it can take years, or you can be in this for a decade and still not feel like you're ready, right? Okay, so that's a big one. Okay, last objection I'm gonna share, all right? This is a good one too. Do I really need this or want this, or is this just another FOMO, right? Like, is this just another fear of missing out opportunity, okay? I ask myself this question every time I go to invest, right? I say like, is this going to truly help me or am I just wanting to buy everything and be a part of everything, okay? And it's hard sometimes to figure that out and to go with your gut, right? But you've heard me say the other reasons above here, and I think that will help you start to decide, this is going to give me that return, or this is going to be the person I want to work with, or it doesn't matter they don't have the money right now, I'm going to figure it out, or it doesn't matter that I have the time, I'm going to find the time, right? So there are all these things that you can ask yourself as you're making these decisions and going through. And as you've worked through the challenge, or if you haven't yet, you're going to go back and work through it again this week sometime, I want you to ask yourself, who do you identify as, right? That's day one. Do you identify as somebody who's always buying courses and not getting results? Well, why is that, right? Why is that? Now, one of the things I'm going to quickly share with you for the next like 5 minutes, and then I'm going, I promise, okay, I'm done, is Launch to 90 is open. You're aware of that. You probably have heard me already talk about it. The doors have opened to Launch to 90. Launch to 90 is something that I am so passionate about. And it's something that fell into my lap. I didn't just decide I'm going to do this. I got results first. And then I decided, okay, everybody's asking me for details. This should be in a program. Okay. So I've been doing this now for over a year. I have had multiple five-figure and six-figure launches using my process. I have not only had that, but I've had clients get five-figure launches, multiple five-figure launches using the Launch to 90 process. Just a couple of weeks ago, you heard, actually, I think it was last week, you heard Megan and Megan's story using Launch to 90. So I want to quickly just explain what it is and what it means for you because the doors are closing in, I think, 2 days when you hear this, okay? And it might even be over if you've heard this after it went live, okay? So just make sure to reach out to us. We'll let you know when the doors are opening up again if you've missed it, okay? So Launch to 90 is, and I'll explain the backstory just for a minute. I wanted to teach online business really bad, but unfortunately, you guys, I didn't have an online business, okay? So that doesn't work. Your credibility is everything. And I can't teach an online business when I don't have an online business, a successful one. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to launch a mastermind because I'm good at masterminds and I've been in one for 10 years and I know how to run a good mastermind. So I sold a mastermind. And when I sold a mastermind, I had a $60,000 launch. And this was life-changing. This was mind-blowing. This was my first, oh my goodness, I think I can do this in the online space. Okay. That was about 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago. And when I did that launch, everybody said, can you teach me how to do that? And all of a sudden, I was able to teach how to do an online business. Your credibility is everything. So I basically show people in Launch to 90 how I did what I did and how I prepped in less than 90 days for this like big launch, okay? So I break this down into videos, workbooks. The program has a Facebook group where I actually go in there for 4 monthly group coaching calls where I'm able to coach you through the program as well. We have a ton of new exciting bonuses, just things that we've never thrown in before. And if you own Launch to 90, you're getting all of these updates because you get lifetime updates with this. So everything we throw in there now, you're going to get. We already kick off next week. We're going to be doing a live onboarding call with me. So I'm going to be walking you through the entire program. We've got a bunch of different bonuses and just things to make it super easy. I was running around and spinning my wheels and I thought I was moving forward, but sometimes I was actually moving backwards. Like people always say, the only thing worse than standing still is moving in the wrong direction, right? I mean, doing nothing can sometimes be better than doing what you're doing right now, which is scary. And I'm basically giving you step by step by step how I did what I did. And it starts with the groundwork. It starts about like just kind of figuring out who it is you want to serve and what it is you want to sell. So if you don't even know those things, we've got you covered. Like that's in there, okay? Then we go into the visibility because when you know who you want to serve and what you're going to sell, now we need to make sure people know who you are. We need to get eyeballs on you and we need to do it quickly. So I'm giving you my visibility plan to get you out there, to get people to know, oh, this is her, this is so-and-so and she's known for this, right? You're that go-to girl. Then I actually show you how to go into the launch process and launch a product, a program, private coaching. If you have an MLM and you just want to sell their product, you can do it with this as well. And then the fourth phase is all about creating passive income, okay? So I don't want you just to launch a business and then have to keep launching and launching and launching. I want you to get consistent passive income, consistent revenue. If you feel like you've already done the groundwork and you've gotten the visibility, but you just need help in launching or just need help with passive income, you get immediate access to the entire program. So you can jump right into phase 3 or phase 4. However, you might have heard something, remember, before, but you might not have fully understood it. And I teach a little bit differently, you guys. My brick and mortar background, having that business, gives me a whole different take on this online space than a lot of other people have. And I think that's what made me so successful so quickly, right? So I would still suggest checking all of that out as well. Now, my live event is coming up in May. And everybody always wants to know, how do you buy tickets to the live event? You buy tickets by buying Launch to 90. You actually get 2 tickets to come to the event. So if you're thinking you want to be there and be in person, this is the only way you're getting tickets, okay? So make sure you check that out so you can get on that list right away and get signed up for the live event. Now, we have a million other bonuses I can continue to share and bore you, or I can just send you to the link to have you check it out. So make sure to go to shesbuildingherempire.com/launched in 90, okay? Launched in 90. You're going to get all of the details for everything there, okay? Now, we have also opened up the doors to Propel, which is basically Launched in 90 on steroids, where it's a group coaching program with me. I'm in a Facebook group several times a week. I answer every single question you ask. Everything is all done inside of there. It's a 6-month program where we actually have a private event just for us. We have one coming up in November and then another one coming up early 2019. So you're going to want to get all the details on that as well because the doors will be closing to Propel very soon. When you go to the Launched in 90 page, you're going to see Propel's information as well, okay? All right, you guys. If you feel like you're not where you want to be, like you keep setting goals, but you're just not there, and you know that 2018 is coming to an end and you're not happy with what you said you were going to do and what you've actually gotten, if that's you, I highly encourage you to check out Launch to 90. If you love these free podcasts and you are like getting value out of this, wait till you see what I provide for you in the paid content. It will blow your mind. I'm going to link up right now and share with you a few things that people have said because the program is like nothing you've ever seen before. And it's not a funnel course. If you're thinking, oh, this is about funnels, this is so much more. This is me taking the launched or the Limitless Growth Challenge and putting it into this course to make sure you actually finish it. That this is a course that you actually get results from. And you say, when you people ask you your breakthrough moment, you're like, this is it. I bought this program. I learned from this girl. And here's what I got out of it. Because we all have those breakthrough moments. And I want this course to be your breakthrough moment, okay? I cannot wait to see you in Launch to 90. I cannot wait to see you inside of Propel. Make sure to go check out shesbuildingherempire.com/launched-in-90. And I will see you really soon, guys, because we're starting already next week. And the doors are closing very, very soon. If you think this is after the doors have closed already, just make sure to email us and we'll send you updates on when you can get back in next time. All right, have a great week. I can't wait to get working with you really soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.